This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to a discussion on the 99 names of Allah. Hope this is not the first episode you're joining us in.
If you are, then click on the playlist button and go to the first video.
Yes. Or you could just enjoy.
Or watch this video and then go watch the next video.
Yeah, and the video before that, and the video before that, and the video before that.
They're all good. They're all beautiful names.
Indeed.
So, alhamdulillah, salat, salam, rasulullah. Today we are going over the names al-awwal and al-akhir.
Al-awwal, the alpha and omega. The beginning and the end.
The first and the last. Very good. Very good. And al-awwal and al-akhir, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says in Surah Al-Hadid, the beginning of Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 3, huwa al-awwal wal-akhir. It's pretty straightforward.
This is what?
He is Surah Al-Hadid.
Hadid, okay.
Yes.
I thought you said Surah Al-Hadith. I'm like, what?
No. Threw you off, right? Surah Al-Hadith. He says he is the first and he is the last. He's the first and he's the last. Now, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to mention as well in Hadith, in a prayer, he used to say, أَنْتَ الْأَوَّلُ فَلَيْسَ قَبْلَكَ شَيْءٍ. He used to say, oh Allah, you are the first, so there's no one before you. وَأَنْتَ الْآخِرُ فَلَيْسَ بَعْدَكَ شَيْءٍ. You are the last, so there's nothing after you.
So does that mean things will have an end?
Does that mean things will have an end? Everything will come to an end.
In the
but
year after.
Then we'll be resurrected.
Okay.
And then there's eternal life. But there's nothing that is created except that it will come to an end.
Okay.
The sun will come to an end. Our lives will come to an end. But Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who lives, and his life, like when we talked about al-hay, it's never taken away at any point in time.
That makes me wonder about, do angels have a beginning? And well, I'm sure they have a beginning.
Do they have an end? Yeah. All of the angels will die.
Really?
In fact, even the angel of death will be commanded to take his own soul.
Oh, okay.
And then there will come a point where it is just Allah Azza wa Jalla in existence before the day of judgment.
Very interesting.
Yes.
So all the billions and millions and trillions that you talk about in the
hadith. Everything. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. Allah says.
Okay.
Everything shall come to pass. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ.
Now, this might be in like an academic aqidah question, but does the angel of death take the souls of other angels?
Yes.
That is so cool.
Right? Now Bilal is like seeing a movie in front of his eyes.
That is very cool.
Yeah. I'm not sure at the moment of the authenticity of that narration.
Okay.
But there is that narration. It does exist that the angel of death is commanded to take all of the souls of every angel. And then he's commanded to take his own soul. Right. And then it's just a lot.
How does that work? Existence. That would be interesting.
It would be. So this though begs the question to come back to al-awwal, Allah Azza wa Jalla being the first. You know, when a person is thinking about Allah created this and Allah created that and Allah created this and Allah created that, what is the question that pops into
his mind? Who created Allah?
Who created Allah, right?
And that's where you say Allah is al-awwal wal-akhir.
Allah Azza wa Jalla is the first. Allah has no beginning. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he told us a number of things to do. When you come to that, like you reach that level of questioning, well, who created Allah? The first thing he says is to simply say, Amantu billah. I believe in Allah.
Mm.
That's the first thing that you do. What is the second thing? He says, in another narration, he says to recite Qul Hu Allahu Ahad.
Okay.
To recite Surah Al-Ikhlas. Why? Because Surah Al-Ikhlas
Identifies who Allah is.
It identifies who Allah Azza wa Jalla is. And in it is the verse, Lam Yalid Wa Lam Yulad.
Yeah.
So Allah was, he didn't come from anyone.
Nor is he.
And nor did he, anyone birth. Come from him.
Yeah.
Right? And you know something.
How do you reconcile that with the fact that Allah created everything? So kind of in a way it came from him.
No, yalid wa lam yulad is under the context of progeny.
Progeny. Okay, got you it. Know?
So lam yalid wa lam yulad, he has
no
father.
That's where comes from.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. And that's why you'll have this, you know, you have this, people will say that he begets not, nor was he begotten.
Which is not English.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. He begets not, nor was he begotten. But the idea is that Allah has no progeny. He's not the progeny of anyone. And remember, Surah Al-Ikhlas was revealed. People asked the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they said, you know, give us the lineage of your Lord.
Really?
Yeah. Ansib lana rabbak.
Okay.
They said, what's the lineage of your Lord? Who's your, you know, whose son is he?
Okay.
Okay.
But did they believe that about, but the thing is they believed in Allah too, didn't they?
The mushrikeen, yeah.
Yeah.
So this question came twice. it came from the mushrikeen and it came from Ahlul Kitab. So the mushrikeen, when they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they asked us not, they didn't ask for the lineage of their Lord. They asked to describe their Lord. They said, what is your Lord made of? Is he min dhahab? Is it from gold or is your Lord from silver?
Oh, because like idols.
They're idols.
Right.
And so Qul Huwa Allah had is revealed. Okay. Another cause of revelation of that surah is they were, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked to give the lineage of your Lord.
Okay.
Who is he?
Was this among the Christians or the Jews or both?
I don't know.
Okay.
Most likely it was from the Jews of Medina.
Okay.
And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
But they don't, did they believe in?
Yeah, they said Uzair ibn Allah.
Oh.
They said Uzair is the son of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, recite Surah Al-Ikhlas. That's number two. The third thing that a person can do is, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says,
wait,
in another.
What was the first thing? Oh, I believe in Allah.
Say, I believe in Allah.
Okay.
I'm done. Right? I'm closing off this conversation. The second is to say Surah Al-Ikhlas.
Okay.
The third is to seek refuge in Allah. And yasta'idh billah. That okay. I seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal from the playing of shaitan or what have you. So I say, I seek refuge in Allah. A'udhu billah. Or astaghith, yeah, a'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim is fine. And then the fourth thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says is wal yantahi, stop. Just as simple as that.
Just stop.
Just turn it off.
Okay.
You know, just turn it off. You start playing like that, you just think. And again, there are so many things that we
not even pause.
Yeah, just stop.
Mm.
There's so many things that we don't understand in our day-to-day lives, right? And we submit that we don't understand them. You take someone who's a business major and you put them in an advanced physics class. They don't know what they're doing.
Unless you're Elon Musk.
I don't know who that is.
But Tesla, rockets.
Was he a business major?
I don't know. He sold PayPal.
Okay.
He's a tech guy, actually.
Great. But I'm sure you take him and you put him in other sciences and or other topics and they're completely lost. There's no one who understands everything. There are lots of people who think and assume and talk like they understand everything, but nobody really, no one's a specialist in everything.
Mm.
And we submit to our human limitations with regards to these types of things. And
I think human limitation, but humble limitations.
Humble limitations?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
In the sense that we're all human, but at the same time, let's all be humble in our limitations as well. Whereas some people will be like, yeah, these are my limitations, but I am the best at this.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, everybody comes to a point where they know they can't, you know, they don't have knowledge or they don't have understanding or they don't have comprehension or they don't have the skills.
Everyone will eventually meet their limit.
Yep. Everyone will eventually meet their limit. And so Allah Azza wa Jal is beyond our limit. And so one of the things that we just understand from these names and we're going to get to also when we talk about Al-Bahir al-Batin is just these are humbling names.
What does that mean?
These names humble you.
Oh, they humble the individual.
They humble the individual. Okay. Like we come to realize that there are things about Allah that we're just not going to know.
I mean, it's interesting because yes, learning the names of Allah is humbling. But at the same time, there's so many things in this world that are humbling.
Yeah.
It's just like you just look up at the sky, man.
And that's the whole point. If we only understand like this much of the universe around us,
yeah,
then what about the creator of the universe, right? Mm. So Allah Azza wa Jal is the first and Allah Azza wa Jal is the last. He, when everything else comes to pass and comes to end, وَالشَّمْسِ تَجْرِي لَمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا, Allah Azza wa Jal says that the earth, the sun itself will eventually come to its final phase.
Yeah.
Right? Everything else will come to a final phase. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ, everything that is on this earth or everything that is beyond that will come to an end. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ, and the face of your Lord, the Jalal wal Ikram will remain. And so Allah Azza wa Jal is al-akhir, as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, and as Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Hadid.
Then this brings a question. Are there any names and attributes of Allah that are specifically mentioned in Hadith Qudsi?
Are there any names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal that are specifically mentioned in Hadith Qudsi? I'm sure there are, but just running through my mind right now, I can't think of.
Or what about in just Hadith?
Yeah, there are lots.
Okay, there are lots.
Oh, the names that are specifically just in Hadith? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But again, you come to these names that are, they become debatable. Right? We talked about how a lot of names are debatable.
Okay.
Like, one of those names that pops to mind is Al-Musa'ir.
Okay.
The price setter.
Oh, okay.
because a man came to Rasulullah, he was complaining about products.
And this the marketplace. Is the argument for having a laissez-faire business policy.
Exactly. And the Prophet وسلم, he said, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who sets prices. Like, I'm not. But he called him al-musa'ir, the price setter. Okay. And so some of the ulama, it's not in the Quran, obviously. Mm-hmm. A lot of, or there were some ulama who considered al-musa'ir to be one of the names of Allah.
Okay.
We're not going to count that in the 99, right? It's a controversial name, okay. But controversial, not it's in the sense of controversial, name. But yeah, exactly. When I say controversial, I mean it's something in which there's a difference of opinion with regards to.
Okay.
It's not something that's set in stone. Okay. So what are some takeaways from the name Al-Akhir, right? The first, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the last. And so what that does is it reminds us that everyone else, their influence, their power is going to end. And if that's the case, then I should invest my actions with the one who does not come to an end.
Okay.
I make these actions sincere for Allah Azza wa Jalla. If I make my actions for my parents or for, you know, 7 billion people on this earth,
yeah,
they're all coming to an end. 7 billion people are all going to come to an end within 100 years, actually, right? So,
and counting.
And counting. Give or take, right? A decade. But making it for Allah Azza wa Jalla is truly to invest in eternal appreciation.
Make an action sincere for the one who doesn't end.
Yeah. And the second thing is, it's a really important reminder with regards to our own mortality.
Yeah.
Like whether, if you're young right now, sorry, if you're young right now, you've got two options. You'll either die in your youth or you'll live for a period of time and then you'll pass away. And you've already advanced in age, then you've already reached that stage. But every single one of us is going to pass. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who remains. We, as much as we feel like we're immortal,
yeah.
Allah being Al-Akhir reminds us that He's the only one who lives forever.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is what I wanted to share, inshallah ta'ala, with these two names, Al-Awwal and Al-Akhir.
So just a quick takeaway in regards to Al-Awwal and Akhir. One, in regards to Al-Awwal, start with saying, okay, Amantu Billah, I believe in Allah. Recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, seek refuge in Allah from Shaytan, and then after that, just stop.
Yes. And also, Al-Awwal and Al-Akhir, both of them, they create in us in this humility. That there are some names that we, you know, we're not going to be able to perfectly wrap our minds around. There are some things about Allah Azza wa Jalla, there are lots of things about Allah Azza wa Jalla that we're just not going to understand. We're not going to be able to comprehend. You know, where did Allah come from? That's beyond our, yani, he didn't come from anywhere.
Yeah.
And the fact that we can't understand that or, you know,
we can't comprehend some comprehend of those,
it, that just teaches us, you know, to what's be, interesting to humble
about
ourselves.
Just the limitation of our own senses right here is that just physical distance beyond a few miles, we're not able to visually comprehend it either. And this is like a known fact where if something is far away, right? Like, let's say you're in New York City, you can see the Empire State Building, right? If it's more than 3 miles away, you won't know visually if it's 3 miles away or if it's 5 miles away or if it's 10 miles away.
So I can gauge distance when it's close.
Exactly. Relatively close if it's within like 3 miles. But beyond that, you lose depth perception. I mean, that's why we have two eyes, so we can engage depth perception. But even those two eyes are only so far apart.
Yeah.
The further apart, you know, if your eyes were further apart, you could potentially engage more depth. But just that physical limitation alone is humbling.
Yeah. Very much so. Very much so. So, you want to wrap up Al-Akhir also?
Okay. Essentially, just being sincere in your actions, right?
Being sincere in your actions and remembering your own mortality.
Gotcha. Remember mortality.
So these are quick takeaways with regards to these two names. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us understand and implement.
I mean, it's just the idea of mortality. It's not even just remembering mortality, but the question now comes in, what are you going to do with your time here on earth?
Yeah. You're not going to live here forever.
Right.
Right. And the more a person senses their mortality, the more they
could be potentially driven to do better.
Very much so. You know, people who are, you know, you hear this about this all the time. People who are told they have 6 months to live or a year to live.
And they want
to
live every day to the fullest. They do amazing things.
Yeah. You know, there's a story of a woman who she was told by a doctor that she had 2 months to live, Muslim woman, and she goes and she all of a sudden is just attacking, you know, good deeds, just fasting and praying and just 180 degree turnaround. Yeah. Maybe she wasn't living that lifestyle before. And then 2 months later, she's making dua, she's praying to Allah Azza wa Jalla, she's doing all of this type of stuff. She goes back to the doctor 2 months later and the doctor says, sorry, we misdiagnosed you. And she goes, you mean to tell me that I wasted 2 months of my life? Right? So it's kind of like, that was her perspective. But, you know, Allah musta'an, may Allah protect us. So, Amen. These are the names.